They're off.
My love affair with the Big Bronco Race Fest just keeps getting bigger and deeper and wider, like the Grand Canyon. I saw Bronco Billy running in his vest, doing a rim to rim trim. He's training for Moab 240. Anything up to that distance, the Big Bronco Race Vest from Ultra Spire is your go-to. Bryce Thatcher, 41 years in the business. Amazing, amazing, amazing race vest. Go to ultraspire.nz for more.
Currants, you know that we love those little black currant purple pills. We've been on the Currans buzz for ages. Check them out. Currans, curranz.co.nz. Read up the science. Get on those purple pills. You get 20% off your first order of Currans 30s with the code DIRTCHURCH. Easy to remember.
To what's also easy to remember, Further Faster are the best independently owned outdoor store in the known universe. No matter what you need, go to furtherfaster.co.nz, browse through the website, get the froth on for kayaking, packrafting, hiking, skiing, general outdoorsness, or if you want to, head along to 57A Buchan Street, Sydenham, Otutahi Christchurch. They're a ride or die. We love them. They rule. Further Faster.
It'll go something like Further Faster there in Christchurch. Rocky is hairy and so is Badger. Jules is nice and Jacob is delicious. Go to Further Faster now.
Oh, Further Faster there in Christchurch. Rocky is hairy and so is Badger. Jules is nice and Jacob is delicious. Go to Further Faster now.
DIRTCHURCH Radio.
Episode 271 of DIRTCHURCH Radio. I'm Matt Raymond.
And I am Eugene Bingham. Tēnā koutou katoa. We made it. In fact, sooner than you might have expected, we're back.
And that's for two good reasons. First, Tahi, we should announce that our live show... Wait, that doesn't even make sense. First, we should announce that our live show is happening. It does make sense. I'm just very tired.
All right. It's been a week.
It's been a week of weeks. Apologies.
Should we deal with that first?
Yes, let's just deal with what a week it's been.
Yeah. I mean, you did run, you know, an ultra marathon last weekend.
Yes, I did. I did. It's funny, isn't it? Just going back, you kind of diminish what you do because so many people do, like, so much more in the same event.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Yeah,
it's,
you ran an ultra marathon.
I did.
Like...
Yeah,
you know,
it's good fun.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Mm. It is a thing.
Oh, hey, before we move on from that, how are things in your house? Because Up the Waz made it into the edit for the show last week.
Yeah, yeah. And anyone listening to the show and Eugene doing a dirty Rat Fink journo trick of entrapment would have seen a... 17-year-old dressed completely in Broncos kit, like Lola. Yes.
That's how I interviewed
her. Yes, loves the rugby league and loves the Broncos. And, yeah, that was one of the funniest things that I think I've ever heard.
I, I mean, I'm not saying that's why I interviewed her, but about halfway through, I realized, oh, this could be fun. And it was the way that she just, because you just sort of say it back, and then she realized halfway through what I'd done, and she was like, oh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
That but was...
anyway, I mean, I'm here, so she didn't kill me. That's good.
No, that was fantastic. And look, if you want to experience this interplay of amazing outdoors influencing podcasting, come to our live show April 25th.
We're selling
it really well, but we're so excited. Further Faster, we're going to the mainland, Otatahi Christchurch. Hang out with our homies at Further Faster, April 25th, 6:30 p.m., which, if you've been listening closely for the last 5 years, it's at 57A Buchan Street, Otatahi Christchurch. Tickets are $20, and all proceeds go to the Mandamus Preservation Reserve on Island Hill Station. So it's a local charity, and we'll put a link in the show notes, and the link is up on our socials. Then on April 27th, we're going to be at the Skedaddle Trail Running Event in Island Hill Station. There's 5 distances to choose from, 42K to 4K kids event, all on a high country station. It's private. It looks incredible. Check it out, skedaddle.co.nz. Get amongst it.
Mm. And the second reason that we're back with you so soon is we've got a special correspondent, really. We've got a set of interviews that we wanted to get to you ASAP. So when we spotted that Gareth Morris, a.k.a. the Westie Runner, guest on episode 33 as well, Westie Runner on YouTube, did I mention that? Anyway, he was going to be down at Northburn, but he couldn't run because of an injury. And we thought, hang on a dang second, let's put that man to work. And he kind of jumped in for us, grabbed his mic, and he's done a series of interviews about Northburn. So just a reminder, in case you haven't heard of Northburn, which of course you have, but in case you haven't, it's about as tough as it gets, really, when it comes to milers. Probably the toughest in the country.
Easily the toughest in the country, I'd say.
Yeah. It comes with the tagline, suffering is the prize. It's a qualifier for UTMB and Hard Rock. The miler has 10,000 metres of elevation, and also the downhills are what I think kills people, and you only had to listen to our dear homie Andrew McDowell in last week's episode talk about his legs being destroyed. So that's some metres. Look, this year the winners were Jean Beaumont and Mark Doohan, and we had a bit of a chat about the results in more full detail in last week's episode, and Gareth does do a little recap at the top, so hopefully you've caught them. But yeah, that's what we've got to bring you.
So let's jump straight into it. No greatest run ever, because you had one for the week. Gareth's interviews from Northbourne, starting off with a bit of audio from himself, then Queen Jean Beaumont, who won her 6th Northburn 100, Glenn Sutton, 11 finishes from 11 starts, and race director extraordinaire, the one, the only, Terry Davies.
Isn't he Terry Davis?
It's been a week.
This is Gareth Morris reporting from Northburn Station down in Cromwell, Central Otago. We've had a fantastic weekend of racing at the Northburn 100 mile, although there are far more distances than that. Everything from a kids 2K, 100K, miler, marathon, 50K, the whole nine yards. We've had really quite nice weather during the day. It's been a bit cold at night, but I'm told that the conditions are actually pretty good for this time of year down in Central Otago. Results really interesting. Matthew Gummer looked really, really strong, won the men's 100K race, followed by Kanoka Izumi, who came second overall. Now, Matt finished well in daylight, and he looked really, really strong. Kanoka finished after dark, but she was still second overall. Great performances from both of those runners. Jean Beaumont has won the miler here, I think, 6 times, and she won this time as well. Fantastic result all around, and she looked really, really strong during the day. Mark Doohan won the men's miler. I managed to grab quick conversations with Terry Davis, the race director, but also Jean Beaumont, who won the women's 100-mile race, and Glenn Sutton, who has racked up an amazing 11 finishes from 11 starts. I'm here with Jean Beaumont on the Monday after the race at the Northburn 100-mile. Jean, congratulations on your win in the 100-mile race. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually, to be honest.
Good night's sleep after the race?
Yeah, good night's sleep, good day's sleep as well. So, yeah. You know, you always have that, when you've done something, you always, no matter how bad you kind of feel, you always feel really good. because you've done it.
Yes.
Power of the
absolutely.
Mind. So any little aches and pains, it's, you don't really care because you've done it.
You've had some great results at Northburn. How many times have you run the race now?
So I've run it 7 times. Yeah.
7 times. Fantastic. Yeah. And you've won more than once as well. So this is...
I've won it, six.
That's pretty solid performance, I think, over the years.
Yeah.
What would you say is the essence of the race? What brings people back to Northburn each year?
Oh, I just think it's the community, the people, the landscape, the terrain. It's just a beautiful area to have a run. And it suits, you don't have to be fast to do well on Northburn. You just have to be able to keep going and climbing and descending and just get it done.
Yeah. The weather this year, it's kind of been quite hot in the day and pretty cold at night, and they were saying there were some winds up top. How did you find the conditions out on course in the race?
Conditions were good. They were actually, for Northburn, they were perfect. Because you can get like severe weather up there, severe weather. And I don't know if Terry would ever cancel it due to weather like other races. I think he would just keep going. You just have to crawl along the tops and stuff probably. But this year was good. Really cold winds at the tops in the night.
Yeah.
The heat was okay. The death climb is always hot. But this year it could have been worse.
Is there any advice you'd give to someone coming to try and run at Northburn the first time?
I would say, Northburn was my first miler. So I'd say you make it your first miler, just get in there and do it.
Fantastic. Jean Beaumont, thank you so much and congratulations once again on your win.
Thank you, Gareth.
I'm here with Glenn Sutton, who's just finished the 100 miler about sort of 45 minutes ago. How was your 100 mile experience, Glenn?
Well, it was good. Yeah, can't complain too much. Weather was nice and went the distance, so that was the most important thing.
Now, I've heard that you've done every single time Northburn's been on. Has that always been the 100 mile or have you done multiple distances?
I've always done the 100 miler here, so I've done every one and finished every one, so this is number 11 today.
That's incredible. So, that's an amazing achievement. And what is it about it that keeps on bringing you back? Because it's not an easy 100 mile.
It's probably New Zealand's toughest 100 miler, I would say. Why do I come back? It's just a great vibe, great scenery, people. And it's tough, you know. A lot of people can't do it. So I just like to get out there and knock it out. Challenge yourself.
Yeah, and a record of 11 finishes from 11 starts is pretty impressive in a race that's got a sort of 40-50% DNF rate. So you're definitely beating the odds over the years there. How was it this year compared to previous years? Did you feel the weather was difficult, more difficult, or?
Oh, I don't think so. I think just with age, I'm perhaps getting a little bit slower, but that's all right. I don't know. The weather was hot, but typically it's hot here anyway and cools down in the evenings through the night. So, you know, the first couple of years we had Northburn, it was, you know, we had snow and sleet, but we haven't had that since. So we've had it quite lucky, really.
Yeah, it's been interesting hanging around the race for 24 hours because I was going to run initially and then unfortunately I had to DNS because I've hurt my back. And just by being here over the past 24 hours, I've reassessed what I think it's going to take and the kit I'll need in my race plan for doing this. So it's quite interesting. What are the lessons you've learned over the past 11 years of running Northburn?
Oh, look, just don't race it. It's survival mode out there. You know, you got 3 loops and each loop is tough. It's hard. Downhills get you. They're long downhills, 15 k's down. You can destroy your quads quite easily. So just about being patient and pacing yourself, and just having a good time out there.
What would you say to someone who's saying to you, "I'm thinking about doing Northburn"? What advice would you give them?
Or get out in the hills and do some hiking, I'd say. Because that's what you do here. Any uphills you walk and downhills you run. And if there's any flats, which there isn't, too many of, you run those. But there's a lot of hiking involved.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a fun weekend. It's been lovely. What are your plans for the next few days? Rest and recover. Do a little light light jogging just to ease the muscles a bit.
I might have to go and throw my body in the lake to have a bit of a wash anyway. But yeah, I'm sure the cold water will do the trick.
Yeah, especially on it's a lovely day here. I've got to say the weather in the day has been absolutely fantastic. So if you're going to throw yourself in the lake, I think it's probably the day to do it.
Yeah.
Glenn Sutton, thank you so much. Well done on 11 consecutive finishes. Bloody pleasure, mate.
Thank you.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm pretty tired, actually.
It's been a long weekend and you've still got 16 hours.
Yeah. We're over halfway now, though.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Tell me about Northburn, because Northburn's got this really interesting reputation and feel to it.
It does. And I think the first couple of years we put Northburn on, we had southerly storms come through. And the very first year, there wasn't that many participants, luckily, but we could see a southerly storm blowing across the top of the mountain. So I whip up in a four-wheel drive to check on people. And I'm not kidding, the south side of their body, they're running towards me, the south side of their body has an inch of snow just crusted on it. The north side of their body's clean because the snow is coming horizontal. And they had the biggest smiles on their faces. Like they were absolutely fizzing. Because there's a massive high you get when you cheat death. And when you're caught in a storm on the top of a mountain and you survive it, you're cheating death. And when you're, you know, running 100 miles, tramping, there's a lot of walking on Northburn, 100 miles with 10,000 metres of vert, the opportunity for hyperthermia, hypothermia, for just losing track of where you are, what you're doing, and wandering off a cliff, you know, you're kind of cheating death. And the perception of hardship, well, there's no perception, it's genuine hardship at Northburn, but that just, it brings people together. You might have nothing to do with this type of person outside of Northburn, but when you meet at Northburn, it's like your long-lost best friends. There's a real camaraderie, there's a real community. I mean, the whole trail running community is awesome, but the gnarlier the event, the even more awesomer the community gets, it seems. And this is a good gnarly event.
So you talk about the people. What kind of person comes to the event here in Northburn?
I guess there's a few different types. When I race directed the very first event, I saw the finishers coming in and they just looked in absolute anguish. They weren't finishing with, you know, elation of being finished. There was no happiness and joy and woohoo, glad that's done. They just looked absolutely wrecked. And they looked pretty bad. And I remember thinking, can't be that hard, surely. I had done the three loops, but I had done them over 3 weeks. So before the next event, I thought I'd better go and do this like a competitor would. So I set up some friends. I had one mate did the first loop. That was cool. That was fun. Had a group of people do the second loop. And they were a bit slower than me, which was great because they held me back. But I thought, oh, this is easy. 100Ks, that's fine. About 20 minutes into the last 60K back in those days, climbing up some of the big steeps, I was just shagged. And I was like, oh, shit. I've got another, you know, 58 kilometres to go. And it started off with a death climb, which was 12Ks of continuous up. And sometimes you have to use your hands to grab onto the tussocks and pull yourself up. And I call it the death climb dead serious because while I was going up there, I'd already done 110Ks or 120Ks at that stage. I was like, I could just lie down here and die. And then I wouldn't have to keep moving up this bloody hill. And that was an idea that I considered.
Yeah. These people come in, they look terrible, and they come back.
They come back.
Why do people come back?
So some people come back year after year after year, and I honestly don't understand it. I think everybody should do it once. We should all feel this level of uncomfortability because it makes every day that's not as uncomfortable so much better. Like people laugh, but I'm not even joking. If you want to enjoy your life, if you're more about feeling good, the key to a happy life is lower your expectations. You have really low expectations. Anything better than that, you're on a win. You're feeling good. So coming to Northburn, you feel as shit as you can possibly feel. And every other day throughout the year, it's like, hey, well, it's not as bad as Northburn.
Life is good.
Yeah, life is good.
There's the 100 mile.
Yep.
There's the 100K.
Yep.
There's the 50K. But there's like, you seem to have every distance from, there's like a kid's 2K race up to the 100 mile.
Yeah. And some people don't like that. They're like, just put on a race. You don't need to put on a race for everyone. But a 48-hour cutoff is a long time for the supporters of the runner to be hanging around. And it might take 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 hours per loop. So there's a lot of time hanging around. So we thought we might as well, we've got the medics here, we've got the course marked out. We might as well chuck on some other events as well. We've got the local scouts doing some fundraising, providing a burger for all the finishers and stuff. So the more starters we've got, the more money they make. And obviously people might start with the half marathon and think, well, that was pretty good, come back, do the marathon. And then once you've done the marathon, well, 50K is the obvious choice, 100K. Personally, just come and do the miler and then you never have to come back. People come and do like the 50, then you've got to do it again before you can finish the 100. And if you only do the 100, then you've got to do the whole 100Ks again before you can complete the miler. And like, that would just suck. That's a whole lot of extra suffering you don't need. Just come once, grit your teeth, set your expectations really low. Plan on it taking 45, 48 hours and get the 100 miler done, and then you don't need to come back. Bring the kids though, bring the kids back, because it turns out the 2K kids adventure run, that is awesome. That is a super cool run. It's like no other. That, I'm actually more proud of the kids' adventure run than anything else.
It's been an interesting year. I think I spoke to you in the race and said, it feels like there's been quite a few DNFs. And you said, this is entirely normal.
This is
normal.
Standard, yeah.
So what's the sort of DNF rate typically like?
About 40%.
That's a lot of people. 40%. And some of these are really, really quite skilled.
Yeah, runners. Yeah. Some of these are people who have won the 100K one year, come back the next year to attempt the 100 mile, pull out.
Yeah.
After 100K, you're like, nah. It's not the sort of race, a lot of races you can kind of fudge your way through. If you've got a wee niggle or you've got a wee something, you take it a bit easy, you warm into it and you get through. Northburn is so relentless. You very, very difficult to get through unless you're peak of your game. And when you're going that long, so easy to upset stomach, and if you can't eat and drink, then you will DNF, because you know the distance and the vert, you've got to keep fueling. You can't keep fueling, you're DNFing. A half marathon, a marathon, you don't need to drink or eat anything and you can finish them. But this one, so it can trip anybody up.
Massive thanks to Terry Davis, Gene Beaumont and Glenn Sutton after a superb week's racing down here in Central Otago.
I'd also like to say I found that incredibly offensive because Gareth's Welsh and I'm Welsh as well, Eugene, and we pronounce it Davies. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right, I take that back. Are you moving out to Le Langholm?
Yes, I will move out to Le Langholm, yes.
Thank you, yes.
Enough nonsense. Thank you for tuning in for a second little treat of the week. We're on social media at Dirt Church Radio. You can email us at dirtchurchradio@gmail.com. Don't forget to sign up for the new podcast, The Aid Station, and our newsletter on Substack.
Don't forget to write them with your greatest run ever. We'd love to hear from you. Have a read of them on the website, get inspired, and send us your one, dirtchurchradio@gmail.com.
Thanks to our sponsors, Scott Running, for the Faster, Currens, and CLE, and to our Substack subscribers and the DCR Aid Station crew. Stay tuned for our show in 2 weeks when we have another great guest lined up, and check out our DCR Aid Station next week.
Well, technically, it's a week and a half. Sorry, I didn't rewrite that line. I should have. Anyway, day and a half, week and a half to come back for DCR. But then, yeah, next week. Oh my goodness, we need to get off this. Hei kona. Thanks, Rigby.